Section 65. Glorified art thou, O my God. Thou knowest that my sole aim in revealing thy cause hath been to reveal thee and not myself, and to manifest thy glory rather than my glory. In thy path and to attain thy pleasure, I have scorned rest, joy, delight. At all times and under all conditions, my gaze hath been fixed on thy precepts, and mine eyes bent upon the things thou hast bidden me observe in thy tablets. I have wakened every morning to the light of thy praise and thy remembrance, and reached every evening inhaling the fragrances of thy mercy. And when the entire creation was stirred up, and the whole earth was convulsed, and the sweet savours of thy name, the all-praised, had almost ceased to breathe over thy realms, and the winds of thy mercy hath well nigh been stilled throughout thy dominions, thou didst, through the power of thy might, raise me up among thy servants, and bid me to show forth thy sovereignty amidst thy people. Thereupon I arose before all thy creatures, strengthened by thy help and thy power, and summoned all the multitudes unto thee, and announced unto all thy servants thy favours and thy gifts, and invited them to turn towards this ocean, every drop of the waters of which crieth out, proclaiming unto all that are in heaven and on earth that he is in truth the fountain of all life, and the quickener of the entire creation, and the object of the adoration of all worlds, and the best beloved of every understanding heart, and the desire of all them that are nigh unto thee. Though the fierce winds of the hatred of the wicked doers blew and beat on this lamp, he was at no time in his love for thy beauty hindered from shedding the fragrance of his light. As the transgressions committed against thee waxed greater and greater, my eagerness to reveal thy cause correspondingly increased, and as the tribulations deepened, and to this thy glory beareth me witness, a fuller measure of thy sovereignty and of thy power was vouchsafed by me unto thy creatures. And finally, I was cast by the transgressors into the prison city of Acca, and my kindred were made captives in Baghdad. The power of thy might beareth me witness, O my God. Every trouble that hath touched me in thy path hath added to my joy and increased my gladness. I swear by thee, O thou who art the King of kings. None of the kings of the earth hath power to hinder me from remembering thee or from extolling thy virtues. Were they to be leagued as they have been leagued against me, and to brandish their sharpest swords and most afflictive spears against me, I would not hesitate to magnify thy name before all them that are in thy heaven and on thy earth. Nay, rather, I would cry out and say, This, O my beloved, is my face which I have offered up for thy face, and this is my spirit which I have sacrificed for thy spirit, and this is my blood that seetheth in my veins in its longing to be shed for love of thee and in thy path. Though, as thou beholdest me, O my God, I be dwelling in a place within whose walls no voice can be heard except the sound of the echo, though all the gates of ease and comfort be shut against us, and thick darkness appear to have compassed us on every side, yet my soul hath been so inflamed by its love for thee, that nothing whatsoever can either quench the fire of its love or abate the consuming flame of its desire. Lifting up its voice, it crieth aloud amidst thy servants, and calleth them at all times and under all conditions unto thee. I beseech thee by thy most great name, to open the eyes of thy servants, that they may behold thee, shining above the horizon of thy majesty and glory, and that they may not be hindered by the croaking of the raven from hearkening to the voice of the dove of thy sublime oneness, nor be prevented by the corrupt waters from partaking of the pure wine of thy bounty and the everlasting streams of thy gifts. Gather them then together around this divine law, the covenant of which thou hast established with all thy prophets and thy messengers, and whose ordinances thou hast written down in thy tablets and thy scriptures. Raise them up, moreover, to such heights as will enable them to perceive thy call. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Thou art verily the inaccessible, the all-glorious.